I'm standing beside one of Hamilton County's 36-foot-tall rock salt domes. This one's in Newtown, and it doesn't have nearly the amount of salt that is normal for this time of year. Can you blame the state? The price of salt is up $20 to $30 a ton to $150 a ton. But the state has a plan to make it last.
We're looking to be as efficient in our use of salt as possible this year.
Spokeswoman Sharon Smogelski says the smart salt strategy involves a smart use of resources, not putting down a massive amount of road salt that simply bounces off the pavement, instead wetting the salt first and then adjusting the salt spreader for varying temperatures, roadway types, and conditions. Technology on trucks also plays a part.
There are infrared temperature sensors within the snow plows that allow drivers to see the surface temperature of the roadway. So that lets them make a decision on whether or not they need to salt a bridge, deck, or an overpass where black ice may be forming.
Smogelski says all this can make Ohio 30% more efficient. The computerized Epoke is a de-icing system, a Denmark creation in use in a few Ohio cities as well as other parts of the country, including suburban Detroit. Kurt Dumas is Director of Public Works and Water Director for St. Clair Shores, Michigan. The dump truck attachment grinds salt into a powder and mixes it with a brine solution.
So you can use it just as a pre-wetter. You can use it, which is really what it's designed for, as a mixing machine where it will mix the crushed rock salt with the brine. It kind of puts it down and puts it right in place, and the machine has got a variable adapter on the back where you can do one lane at a time, two lanes at a time, three lanes at a time. You can do right, you can do left, all through a computer. And the great thing is it's hooked up to a computer, so the faster you drive, the more that it spins. When you slow down, it slows down, so you're not wasting product. And lastly, you can use it as just a straight salt spreader. It's kind of the traditional machine we've used.
Dumas says the traditional dispensing of road salt counts on cars to crush it. He's been told this computerized system grinds it, pre-wets it, and spreads it in a form that can last 2 to 3 days on the road. Soon, he'll find out. The city's brine tank was installed Thursday. The Epoke unit is scheduled to be delivered to St. Clair Shores the week of Thanksgiving. Prompting the Michigan City to seek out technology was the shortage of salt last year and the price increase this year. The Epoke reportedly can save cities 30 to 50% in salt use.
We really changed our thought process on when we salt and how we salt, and I think this was just kind of the next incarnation of that, the incarnation we had to move ahead and find even better ways.
Snow is a way of life in Colorado, and in the metro areas, the bridges are always the most problematic, according to Colorado Department of Transportation spokeswoman Stacy Stegman. She says at the onset of a storm, crews are always rushing to treat them. A new automatic de-icer sprayer system on a 2,200-foot-long flyover ramp in Denver may change that.
We are getting ready to test it in the next week or two. So the system was installed this last summer as part of the construction of this flyover, and the flyover just opened this year, so we will be testing it shortly.
The state has been testing other de-icing systems that still require manpower. For one, somebody has to push a garage door type opener to activate it. The flyover one is totally automatic.
The system operates the full length of the bridge. It's about 2,200 feet long. It's a system of nozzles. There's, I think, 55 nozzles placed every 40 feet along the bridge. And then it just automatically comes on. It treats the bridge with magnesium chloride, which is what we use for de-icing in Colorado. It's stored in a storage tank below the bridge.
Some other states are using this type of technology, but it's not cheap. Colorado's automatic de-icer cost $850,000, but Stegman says it will be well worth it for efficiency and safety.
You know, when we have a storm that comes in rush hour and our crews have to fight traffic to get over to treat a particular bridge, it makes it really tough, and they have to get there early to get the de-icer down on the roadway for it to really be effective and to prevent the ice from forming initially. And so we try really hard to get out to our problem areas early. This, I think, is just going to save that trip and make it that much easier for us.
Closer to home, Cleveland's mayor held a news conference last Friday announcing the city is redrawing the snowplow routes using sophisticated computer modeling. The Plain Dealer reports the new system would have plows approaching refilling depots as they're running low on salt or fuel. In addition, sensors measuring the ground temperature have been installed into the cars of 3 administrators and 12 supervisors. Sensors could be added in the rest of the fleet as cost allows. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.